So we've got Meghan Trainor coming in, Jewel, Alessia Cara, and a new artist by the name of Bryn Elliott. It's an all-female lineup this Saturday at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. So we'll do those VIP tickets in just a moment. I have some funny audio where we played a phone prank on Meghan Trainor's mom. But before we get to that, I want to go back to when we were interviewing Jewel a couple of weeks ago. If you missed this, it was pretty funny because I had brought up the fact that she had played Mixfest back in the 90s. And she had played with Stevie Nicks. And she said she didn't remember playing with Stevie Nicks, and then tells us a really funny story about how she doesn't even remember being on tour with Led Zeppelin.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember her being at that Mixfest. You know what's hard about some of these is, as musicians, we come in separately, and it's too bad we don't get to hang out. I've really worked on that over my career, because sometimes people come in and they're in their own little camps and we all sing at different times. We don't get to hang out. It's too bad. But I love Stevie. I've hung out with her other times. And guess what? I just found out the other night that I was at a charity fundraiser event where Roger Daltrey was playing. And
I love him.
His tour manager came up to me and he... he said that I toured with Jimmy and Robert. And in my head, I'm going, Jimmy Page and Robert Plant. I don't remember touring with Led Zeppelin. But, you guys, that's a problem. I've never done drugs. I've never drank. I think just being from Alaska, I didn't know who Led Zeppelin was at the time.
What?
And it just didn't register. And he goes, you don't remember walking through the green room and the things Jimmy Page would say to you? I was like,
what?
You toured with Led Zeppelin and you don't remember. One of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time.
Oh my God.
And you don't remember.
I want to go back in time.
Oh. Were you like, literally just like, Roger, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. What was it? Roger? Roger? Is that with a D or a G?
That's amazing. What a great story.
That's hilarious.
How do you forget performing with Led Zeppelin and being on tour with Led Zeppelin?
I don't even know.
You gotta, like,
it's insane.
And she doesn't drink or do drugs. Like, that's the thing. Like, if you were high, okay, I get it.
So this was an interview that we did with Meghan Trainor. I think it was 2014, and All About That Bass was the number one song in the country.
I think that day it literally just happened.
We had just gotten the paperwork that said she had sold 200,000 copies of that song. It was number one in Boston. It was number one in the country. So we wanted to call her mom, her mom and her dad owned a jewelry store on Nantucket. She grew up Cape Cod in Nantucket. So we got the phone number, and this is the moment from when we started dialing to call Meghan Trainor's mom. Okay, I'll take lead on this.
Okay, absolutely. I'll
take lead
absolutely.
On this.
Yeah, I heard the ringtone. That's awesome. Jewel of the Isle. Mama!
Is Kelly there, please?
Hold on one moment.
Okay, don't. Megan, don't say anything. Shh, we're going to have a little fun with her. Shh, shh, shh.
I have the phone for you.
Yeah, don't say anything, okay? Maybe try
Hello?
Yes, Kelly, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Kelly. I'd like to buy some jewelry, and I heard you were the woman to go to.
Okay.
So here's the occasion. It's for a young woman. She's not quite 21 yet, and she just had this really big news dropped on her. It's a congratulatory gift, if you will.
Okay.
What would you recommend?
What would I recommend for somebody with a big event?
It's not an event. They're a singer, and they have, like, the number one song in the country now.
Oh, the number one song in the country. Well, I'd have to think really hard on what she would like. What's your name, by the way?
This is Carson from the Carson and Kennedy Show on Mix 104.1 in Boston.
Oh, hello.
Megan, Megan, are you there?
Megan, please help me out here.
I love you so much. I
know. She
hates this so much.
Megan later told us that she actually texted her mom ahead of time and just said, hey, answer the phone, but warning.
Just play.
Right.
Just play along.
Just play along. So she kind of knew. It wasn't as good as what we thought it was going to be because she clued her in a little bit.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.